Money and markets. US dollar now down 2.33% for the year. We've been swinging around between 86 and 91. So the question is, I still wouldn't say we've broken the 92 line, but it's not holding. Given the trade wars going on and given how much a lot of players have in dollar debts, that's a lot of potential strength underneath the dollar. But as I said, once you break the 92 line, it could be a straight shot down to 80. So let's just see what happens. Fixed income has turned up this week. So the rise in interest rates backed off. The long treasury now down 4.83% for the year. So that's cut the worst point in half. The intermediate treasury down to a little bit more than 2.5%. The bond aggregate ETF down almost 2%, and junk negative 1.3%. People have real reason to worry about lower quality retail. Bitcoin also looks like it's breaking down. We have to see what happens. It's now trading below 9,000, but it could, if it passes through its 200-day moving line, we could be in for a breakdown. Certainly, if you look at how regulators are chewing it down, we saw the Carney from the Bank of England chewing it down on the radio or on Bloomberg the other day. Was it Bloomberg? On some news show, but you see regulators all around the world sort of chewing it down. Equities, the S&P up 3% for the year, so it's coming back. And I keep waiting for that big correction, but it hasn't happened. Tax reform, it looks like a lot of the corporate money is going again towards stock purchases. That gives some people a problem. I don't. It puts money back out in investors' hands, and they go around and invest in new things or things that need capital. Problem is some of those companies have pension funds they're stiffing, and it's not good to see them buying back stock when they're stiffing their pension funds. The home builders hurting from the sort of jump up in mortgage rates. So they're down 6.5% this year. The Europe ETF flat, Germany down one, a little bit more than 1%, developed world up 30 basis points. So essentially flat. China large caps up 6% for the year. China small caps up a little, about 6.25%. And emerging markets up a little bit more than 4.5%. And the commodity index essentially flat now for the year. Gold up 1%, silver down 3.38%, and oil up 3.67%. So whether it's interest rates backing down a little bit or commodities backing down a little bit, looks like a little ease up on inflation here. The U.S. vetoed the Broadcom deal for Qualcomm. Qualcomm is the leader on 5G, competing with one of the Chinese companies on 5G. And they took the position, both the president and advisors, on grounds of national security. That's because 5G is absolutely essential to the Internet of Things and absolutely essential to top-down control. Must read. I published a book review of Alana Freeland's Under an Ionized Sky. I strongly recommend you read the book review, and I strongly recommend you get the book because it will bring together all the different technologies that produce weather warfare and a lot of the really crazy things going on. And it gets back to the control of the low level and the suborbital platform. I think one of the reasons we are feeling threatened by Russia is, remember, they're still the only country with a competing GIS global satellite system. And remember, they were the first to get the satellites up with Sputnik, not the US. So they've always been a leader in space. And it's quite amazing what Putin's been able to do in terms of both military and space, given what he had to work with when he first came into the leadership of Russia. Anyway, please read Alana Freeland's Under an Ionized Sky. It's a very, very important book and a very major contribution to understanding why our world seems so nuts. 2018 campaign in the United States is going to be very important this year. And it's real trench warfare. We just had a special election in Pennsylvania. A young Democrat won by literally a few hundred votes. Now, it's interesting because you had a libertarian run, who got 1,380 something votes, I think 1,386, which was enough to swing it away from the Republican into the Democrats. It just shows you how a tiny libertarian can be a major stinker. If the libertarian had been out of the race, the Republican would probably have won. Republican hasn't conceded. He's waiting for the absentee ballots, but it looks like the Democrat has it. Interestingly enough, the Democrat adopted a lot of the Trump policies. It was, and in Pennsylvania, the steel and aluminum tariffs you would have thought would help, but the Democrat was very supportive of them. Now, this was a congressional district that Trump took by 20 points during the presidential campaign. So to lose to the Democrats is a real sting. And it, you know, there's all sorts of second guessing about what it means. But what it tells me is that these campaigns are going to be trench warfare, and their issues are going to be important. And we saw one article last week. You can find it in News Trends and Stories. It's Larry, about how many ex-CIA officers and employees are being run as Democratic candidates. And if there's any proof that it's trench warfare, it's that. I've had too many experiences with CIA employees coming and explaining to me, you know, 3 or 4 years ahead of time that George W. Bush is going to be the president and here's what his issues are going to be. And you realize who's running the country. Anyway, so keep that in mind. And I would say pay attention to who's running for state, local, and federal offices in your area. It's an opportunity to change things. And it's also an opportunity to go and say, why are pension funds and all these different institutions financing a federal government that is then disappearing the money? And where's our $21 trillion? We want it back. Clinton Foundation, you have investigations in states, in countries, and the FBI doing investigations, and you wonder what's up. Unbelievable rumors, but people are getting much more aggressive about talking about the Clinton crimes. There was one discussion on Fox News the other day that shocked me because they were basically saying there's a very strong indication of a basis for a criminal indictment. So people are feeling confident in talking about that, and that's a real change in tone. So I'm going to be interested to see, and I keep watching it, because that had to have been the mother lode of all payola networks and control file networks. And if the truth of the Wiener laptop ever comes out, it's going to get quite nasty. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's one of the reasons things have become so nasty in the last couple of weeks. Abe in Japan has got scandals of his own and purges of his own, so it's interesting to see potential turnover there. The Italians are sorting out how to pull together a government in the aftermath of the election, and now we have Steve Bannon over in France campaigning with Le Pen. So there's turnover and reshuffling of the decks everywhere, certainly throughout the G7, which makes it very interesting.